Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
I feel so very happy to be here, and I'm passionate about energy medicine and passionate about sharing it with you, because I really do feel that the whole world will benefit when we all can heal ourselves or get our energy back when we lose it or take away our pain or whatever it is you need. It's all about energy. And energy medicine is not just about the techniques, though I'm going to teach you some techniques. It's also about the relationship you have with your own energy systems, which in itself becomes a healer. I mean, that is so healing to have that kind of relationship and truly be able to listen to your body and hear what it is saying to you.
And in terms of the conference theme, embodiment is mind and body being in harmony. Energy is the bridge. Energy is the bridge. So we'll be learning some things about how to work with those energies that are the bridge between mind and body.
So energy is the safest, is the oldest, I think the best medicine there is, because energy is the life force that flows through you and animates everything in your body. Everything you do is animated by energy. And it also awakens a spirit of gratitude and confidence and joy and hope. And I mean, you name it, everything good. When your energies are flowing, and that becomes animation in you.
So we're talking about energies that are the known energies, the electrical energies that are moving through your body that go from cell to cell to cell. And we're also talking about more subtle energies that have been at the foundation of ancient healing traditions. And so it's both. It's not either or, but both are very important. And when one of the things that you'll get in this class is then we'll be demonstrating ways to help your energy really move, and she'll be describing why you would do each of the exercises. And maybe we'll start by just demonstrating what it is. Usually we have an audience where we bring somebody up from onto the stage so that you know they're not a shill, but I will try to be honest in this.
Well, I'm going to describe it well. And so that even if he won't fake it, he won't, because you know, the truth is, you want to know what's going on with your energy. And if something isn't going on right with him and it doesn't even work in the energy test, I want to know that, because I want to do something about it right away. But I'm going to show everybody this. First, I want to tell you something. Turn around to the back, David. Up everybody's back, there's a long meridian called governing meridian. It goes up your spine. It goes up your neck, over your head, over your forehead, over your nose, and it hooks at the back of your throat with a meridian that goes up the front of your body called central meridian. And the two of them, when they hook at the back of your throat, it creates a spiraling field around your body that will go in either direction. And it is so helpful just to be here on planet Earth with that connected. But so many people, and certainly in the Western world, people have learned to be up in their heads. You know, we go to a very left brain schooling system, and People are up in their heads and the energy doesn't connect. Now, we're going to just see where David is. And David, I'm going to energy test him. And energy testing is a great biofeedback tool to let you know what's going on in the body. I won't energy test everything, but I'll just show. All right. He's very, 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 very strong. Okay. You agree, David? Yeah, he's strong. So I'm going to come along. I'm going to smash his nose. And now hold it with all your might. Now, he really isn't faking it. That's the truth. And why smashing his nose made him lose energy is because that governing meridian that comes up over the head, forehead, nose, and then connects, it's not connecting. We can even find out where it is. Let's see if it's up here on the top of your head, if it's stuck. Oh, it's very strong there. I can keep going and find out where it stops. Okay, right there at the bridge of his nose, the energy stopped.
It's very disconcerting to have a wife who can see these things.
Yes. So, and for any of you, I'll tell you the difference. If you feel like you're just not pulled together, or you're living up in your brain and you're just thinking all the time, and you can't let it go, you can't just drop out and have fun, you probably aren't hooked up. Or maybe you're just a puddle of feelings and you can't get your head involved, you're not hooked up. So I'm going to have David and I are both going to hook up, and I'm going to tell you what to do. Take your middle finger and put it in your belly button, okay? Push in and then pull it up. Hold it up as you take your other middle finger at the third eye, push in and pull it up. It will probably make you take some deep breaths, because it does get your oxygen going up your body. So at least 3 or 4 times of deep breaths.
So if you can imagine, you don't need to imagine to make it work, but just for illustration, if you can imagine that between your two fingers, you are making a connection. So yeah. You're making the energy move up and get and really connect with the fingers.
You're creating a circuit. The back of your throat. And we're going to see if it did anything to David. I'm going to come along and smash his nose again. And now he's very, very, very strong, because you can't be thrown off so easily. You can't have that negative energy that you were feeling earlier come your way. It won't absorb as much. If you have that energy spiraling around your body, you are just in better shape to, you know, go through whatever you have to go through. You'll do it better, okay? I'll just tell you a secret. If you or somebody you know has seizures, you can pull them right out of a seizure by putting your finger in the belly button and the other one at the third eye. Suddenly, because it hooks up the nervous system, they'll calm down and come out of a seizure. I've had women who are pregnant tell me that that's what they do to take away morning sickness. So it's really good. Make that connect. Okay. Now, let's see. I'll just talk about this one.
Yeah, why don't you just show how you can take energy out of the meridian?
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. You hold your arm up real strong again. So I'm just energy testing, as I'm just seeing if the energy is traveling out there or not. Okay. Now I'm going to show you. I'll do a short one. Let's do this one. Okay, I'm going to have everybody do it. Okay, here's what I want you to do. And David, you do it too. Everybody, rub your hands together and shake it off. Now, we're going to go backwards on stomach meridian. When you trace a meridian backwards, you take energy out of the flow. When you trace it forward, you bring energy in. So if you go down to your second toe, okay, second toe, and then travel straight up the body, up through the chest, and then right through the eyes, and down and around, and end underneath the eyes. Now, some of you may be able to feel that either felt good or didn't feel good. I can tell you it didn't feel good on me, and it doesn't feel good on me, because it means that I did not have an overabundance of that energy. I just had enough. So now I'm going to trace it forward.
The reason you would do that is, like, if you had stomach pain.
Yeah.
that is an excess of buildup of energy, and it's not a clog. So you would take the energy out by tracing the meridian backwards.
Yes.
But since she just ripped me by taking
then I didn't. I'll tell you another thing. Years ago, when he used to break my heart, I'd get pain in my chest. It would just feel like it was flooded here in my chest. That's what I do. I trace stomach meridian backwards because it comes right through the chest. And I would, and it took that away. I would just suddenly be lifted out of that. So, okay, rub your hands together. Now we're gonna give your energy back. Start underneath your eyes, drop to the jawbone. Circle up the outside of the face to the forehead, come down through the eyes to the collarbone. Go out slightly, over the breasts, in at the waist, out at the hips, straight down the legs and off the second toe. Okay? All right, let's see if you... All right, David, healed. Okay,
so I'm gonna step off and you can call me back anytime you want to demonstrate something.
Okay.
This is Luann. Can you take a moment and maybe just increase your volume slightly? And then we do have a question if you about the increase energy the testing.
Volume, I'm not sure that, I mean, I think it's as high as we can get it.
Okay, that's great.
I'll talk louder.
Okay, thank you. And so the question from Linda is, how can we energy test yourself?
Okay, now I want to tell you, did you get a little bit more?
Yes.
No, I increased it a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you're just learning how to energy test, learn it on somebody else because you'll get a real feedback. You'll know when it works and it doesn't. It's kind of a somewhere between a science and an art, but you'll get it. But you can also do it for yourself, and there are several ways. You can make yourself a pendulum. I'm gonna see if I've got anything around. David, give me one of those vitamin bottles. Oh, that's good, vitamin C. Okay, all right. I'm gonna step back so I can do C. Say you want to energy test something. And I'm gonna pull this forward a little bit. I want to find out if this vitamin C is what my body needs. So I'm going to take it into my left hand. I'm going to put it right here on my solar plexus, which is between the belly button and the chest. And then I put my right hand over it. I'm going to pull my elbows together. I'm going to take a deep breath in. And when I let my breath out, I'm going to let all thought go. All thought, because... I don't know if anybody's noticing, but I'm falling forward. That means that I need it. I need it. If I didn't need it, I would fall backwards. I'm either falling toward it or I'm falling away from it. So that is one way, but it takes some practice because usually people can't get their conscious minds out of the way. So you want to practice that.
Right. It's not something you teach in beginning classes because there is a subtlety to it. It's not just a party trick, which is how energy testing is sometimes used. It because your mind directs your energies. So if you're thinking this is really going to be good for me, your body will respond that way. Or if you have any preconceived opinion of what it's going to be. So learning how to get your mind out of the way is important. And there's other subtleties to energy testing that are really important to learn. Don, we've been together for 43 years, as we've mentioned, and Donna has never tested me on the Dairy Queen.
I decided that's my health food. Okay. I'm going to show you some other things, because there are things that you probably already do that are really good for you, but you don't think about it. And if you just stuck with it, you would start feeling a shift happen. So if you're ever, say you're very, very stressed or something shocks you. Have you ever thrown your hand up to your forehead? Oh no, or oh my God. Okay, I think that's because our ancient ancestors did that, but they held the hand there longer. Because when you get stressed out, you can lose up to 80% of the blood in your forebrain. It goes into your body for the fight or flight response, to beat somebody up or run away. And if you can do neither, you're kind of stuck. You don't have any way to think your way out of this problem. But you also start losing your energy. But if you take your hand is electromagnetic. Okay? You can take both hands. You can put them one like this. You can put them up here. I like to put my thumb right here in my temples, because that's a neurovascular point to a meridian called triple warmer, which I'll explain in a minute. And then your fingers here, and just sit down and get really comfortable. You can think about your problem. And what will happen, and I can't tell you how long it'll take. It depends on how bad your stress is, but it will begin to lift you out of it, because your fingers will draw the blood back up. Let me see if I can show you, David. I'm going to show on David. Okay. All right. I'll hold your arm real strong. Okay. David, here's. Yeah, right. He's strong. Now think of a stress. Just think of something. Bring it to mind. Okay. That's how quick. That would happen to every single person out there. As soon as you think of your stress, you lose energy on it, because your body prepares you for the fight or flight response. So let's see, David, I don't know if I can reach you. You can do it yourself. Okay, I'm going to hold his forehead. You don't look comfortable, David.
No, it's okay.
How about this? And again, you can do it for yourself, but if somebody loves you, you can do it for them.
It just works better.
Yeah, it's just, and then you can relax all the way, but it can, just this thing alone, holding your own neurovasculars to pull the blood back up of your forebrain so you can think again. And now I don't know how bad his stress is. I'm not going to hold him for a long time. I just want to see if it shifted it at all. Let's see. David, think of your stress. Okay. It shifted it fast. Now, if you're deep into it, it's going to take longer. It's going to take longer, but it does work. It does work. And it can have some surprises for you, too. It can be very a part of bringing somebody out of shock or all sorts of things. It's really good. Now, say you're feeling depressed. Say you just don't have any energy. You don't have any motivation to do anything. Or maybe you're not able to think well. Or maybe you've been sick and you haven't gotten, or you've gotten well, but you never got your energy back. The probability is strong that you have gone homolateral, which means your energies are no longer crossing over from your right hemisphere to the left side of the body and the left hemisphere to the right side of the body. That energy has to cross all the time, regardless of what energy system it is. And think of cells. You've seen pictures of the DNA crossing over. And I mean, there's a crossover pattern all the way down to your cells, okay? So you want that energy crossing over, everything works better. And so here's some simple things to do. Say you just feel out of it. Take your right hand and put it on your left shoulder. Push in hard, pull down and across to your opposite hip. And do it several times on each side. Now, if you've got somebody who loves you, come here, David, you can do it to me. If you've got somebody who loves you, you can have them do it on the back side of you.
I want to make sure you don't pull their hair, but you dig in in the front of the shoulder, come over the shoulder and with pressure to the opposite hip. You can do it 3 or 4 times. And on the other side.
You know, many years ago, I did mentoring, many years ago, but one of the things, if kids were going to be taking a test, I made sure that their energies were crossed over because they would think better, it would be quicker, it would just come in. So it's really, really good. All right, I want to show you something interesting. Come here, David. This is just a magnet. I don't know which is the north or south side, but I'm going to tell you, our energies are so electromagnetic that you can find out which is the north or south side of a magnet on a human being, okay? And I'm going to show you. First, I want to see if he's strong. He is. Now, I'm going to take this magnet and put it above his ear, and you hold. That means that's the north side, because the north side draws everything up to where I'm testing, up to that place.
So pull the energy out of my arm.
Yeah, pull the energy. It doesn't mean that something's wrong. It means it pulled the energy out of the arm. Now, if I turn it over, that's the south side. It sends the energy down the arm and out. So the north side is often, is usually the side, if you're ever going to use a magnet for pain, to put the north side of the pain against. The south side spreads it. It can spread it. It can also make things grow. So north side only. Okay.
Yeah, because you don't, you know, for instance, if someone has a tumor, you don't want the south side to be sending it out all over the body. And, you know, this demonstration always used to puzzle me because, you know, magnets are for horseshoes and things like that. But our body, our blood has iron in it, and there's an electromagnetic aspect to everything in our body, which that is pulling, and it's more subtle than what you can see, but you can see it demonstrated in the energy test.
Okay, now I'm going to show you some simple things that say you're not feeling very grounded. Here's an easy one. Tap your cheekbones. Stand up and tap your cheekbones. And you may not feel it in the beginning, but over time, you actually may feel that energy pulsing down your body and off your feet. It hooks you to planet Earth so that you are just more connected in to your surroundings and the planet and everything. So that's stomach two of acupuncture points, and it grounds you when you tap it. See, I can feel it down, which means I wasn't very grounded because I could feel it just pulsing just around my knee on both sides, and then it kept going down. Now, here's another one right here. If you find your collarbone, okay, and come underneath the collarbone, tap that. Now, that is K27, the 27th point on kidney meridian. And if you feel like you're just so exhausted and you can't get up, you don't feel motivated to do anything, but when you finally do and you go take an exercise class, it just wipes you out. That's because meridians have a definite direction that they travel. And when you get tired, they travel backwards. So if you're getting exhausted, you want to straighten out those meridians. And K27, the 27th point on kidney meridian, is a juncture point for all the meridians, okay? So this next is thymus. This is a good one. I'm gonna get David in here again because it's a good one to know, especially if you're up in your head a lot. I'm choosing him because he's up in his head a lot, okay?
Those are all your only choice.
He's my only choice. David, let's see, hold your arm real strong. Okay, put your hand over, right there, over, yes. Oh, real strong. Okay, that means that he does need some help on this one. This is your thymus, and your thymus, well, think about in the wild, Tarzan, before he swung on the vines and the gorillas, they all tap here, and there's a reason they do. Before they're going to do anything strenuous, it not only gives you energy to be able to do that, it's so good for your immune system, because the thymus gland also makes T cells, and it's just, and when your thymus is being used up to get rid of stress and stress buildup in your body, it depletes. So you can tap it, you can hit it just like Tarzan, but that's what I want you to do, David. And breathe and tap. So this is the third thump. It's really good for you. It's really good for you. And if you're ever going to have to go in for an operation or something, do these four thumps. I'll show you the fourth one in a minute. Put your hand there. Okay. All right, you may sit down. And the last one, make a little three-finger notch there and drop one rib below your bra line and tap there. And this, now you might notice if you have any tenderness there, this is a meridian that governs metabolism. It's spleen meridian. And it's really important. It's important for some people more than others. If you have sugar diabetes or hypoglycemia or any kind of blood sugar problems, those are really good, but it's also good. It helps you metabolize everything that comes your way. Any kind of food you're eating, if you're not metabolizing it well, start tapping there, because this is a meridian that gets stripped. Now, let's see. Got to back up and tell you a little bit. Triple warmer that I spoke of before that governs fight or flight. And these are neurovasculars also. That's why I said this is a good way to do it. Have them here in your temple and your fingers up here. In a wheel of how meridians flow, triple warmer sits opposite in the time zone of spleen meridian. So when you have a lot of stress, it strips from spleen. And a lot of people have a hard time losing weight just because that imbalance is so strong between triple warmer and spleen. So this is a good one to do, okay? All right, let's see. I think I would like to talk a little bit about triple warmer because I'm gonna give you a great exercise. Triple warmer governs fight, flight, freeze response. And we have far more stresses in our bodies that we're trying to deal with and move out all the time than we should have. In ancient times, triple warmer was really important because it helped us get out of danger from, you know, some saber-toothed tiger or a rotten guy, you know, any of those things. And it also, it helped you to, yeah, run away or beat somebody up. And, you know, most people have had the experience of just freezing, just freeze. And actually there was great reason for that too, because in the wild, you aren't smelled as much when you freeze like that. You are, your oxygen levels go down, everything is frozen inside. And that actually deals a lot with your vagus nerve. But so triple warmer, I'm gonna give you a great exercise that can help calm triple warmer down. And most people in this world that I have experienced have too much stress levels in their being. And this can really help. And one of the reasons that we have so much autoimmune illness in our culture is because people get too much stress and then the body doesn't know what it needs to fight. You know, it fights itself and harms the body. So when you feel stressed, and you can do it every day because you probably have accumulation of stress as well. So rub your hands together and shake them off. Now lay your fingers sideways over your eyes.
Watch carefully.
Pay no attention. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you let your breath out, drag your fingers over your eyes to your temples. Now take a deep breath in here while holding these fingers here. Now a deep breath in and push above your ears, go around your ears, down your neck, and hang on your shoulders. I call this a triple warmer smoothie. Okay, now take a deep breath in, drag your fingers across and land on your heart chakra. Now you're also over your thymus gland, so this is really good for your thymus, it's really good for your heart chakra. Your heart and heart chakra are both partners with triple warmer. Sounds strange, but that's why, you know, it's such an emotional feeling thing when you get all stressed out. So this is just bringing the good energy back down to heart chakra. Okay, while you're here.
Donna.
Yes.
If I could bring a question in from Amy. Yeah. What can you do if the tapping hurts too much? For instance, certain places are very tender.
Yeah, sometimes tapping does hurt way too much. You can either try rubbing it in the air in that just as deep as you can tolerate it. You know, like here's K27. I'm just going to rub it here. If you can't go deep at all, just do it a little bit longer. Now, I like rubbing more than tapping, actually. So it's really, really good for you. I've known a couple of really older people who just like to hold there. They could press and hold and breathe deep into it and hold, and that would work. And you could energy test them and see that, yes, it did indeed work. So how's that? Okay. All right, let's see, what else do I want to do? Take your fingers, everybody, and right here, let's see, right here where your arm comes to your body, and it's right on the body side, is kind of where it would hook up. There's an indent there. Massage deep that area. Does it hurt? Does it hurt? If it hurts, you really need it. Those are reflexes to your lymph system, and it helps your lymph to flow. So it's really, really, really good. And it opens up spaces throughout your whole body that might be needing it. It's just a good thing to do to yourself, you know, when you wake up in the morning, do I need to open this up? I'm going to show you the thing that is probably my most important one, okay? I tend to scramble when I get stressed out. I suddenly can't think. You're bringing my chair? Oh, good. I can't think suddenly. I'm overwhelmed. If I get scrambled, that's what it means. It's all my energy systems have scrambled. So I'm going to show you what I do. And this really is good. You can energy test it. But we don't have to. You know it when you're overwhelmed. You know it when nothing is working right. You know it when you're just feeling a little nuts. Okay? This is really good. Or if you find that you're falling apart and crying, anything. You can't get rid of your anger, whatever it is. Okay, you sit down. Take your right foot and put it over your left knee. I can't be seen, David.
Just push this down a little bit.
He's there. Okay, yeah, all right. I'm taking my left hand and putting it around my ankle, my right hand around the bottom of my feet, and I'm going to breathe into my nose and out through my mouth about 4 times, and I'm going to really lift my body up when I breathe in. And then you put that leg down and take the left one and put it over the right knee. Right hand around the ankle, left hand around the bottom of the feet, and do the same breathing. Now I put my legs down. And I put my fingers in a kind of cathedral position, see, like that. And put my thumbs to my third eye, right in between my eyebrows. And I'm going to do the same breathing. In through your nose and out through your mouth. You continue to do it while I tell you something. I don't believe I have ever taught a class without doing this first. Because if I have any nervousness or just being off, this will just straighten me up. And suddenly my words flow. And bend your fingers to your forehead, push in hard, pull across to your temples and let it go. And that's it, okay? All right, David, come on in. What would I like you to do, David? Come here.
Back up.
Is it time to do one more minute? Okay, what shall I do? Which exercise would be fun to do? If you would like to fluff out your aura a little bit, okay? And when your aura is fluffed out, when it's strong around your body, that's another protection. You just have an atmosphere around you that others cannot invade, okay? So if you rub, I need to turn down. You're gonna rub your hands together and shake them off. Now put your hands on your thighs and take one deep breath there. Bring your arms together in kind of prayerful position and rub your hands together and then pull them out. And you might feel even like a thickness or a ball between your hands after you've done this a while. Because you're going to weave. I couldn't think of the word. I really needed it. Okay. You're going to weave your own feel. So you're going to put it up beside your ears. Okay. Now you're going to take a deep breath in and bring your elbows together, cross your arms, and swing them out. Cross them in front of your body, bend over, and swing them out. And I'm going to tell you the last one in case you can't see me. Cross your hands and arms in front of your ankles and swing them out. Now turn the arms toward the front, scoop up the energy, and let it go down the front, sides, and back of your body. You just did a Celtic weave, and it weaves your field. And if I had people here, I could show you just how far the field will go out when after somebody's done that. But I've had many people tell me that they start doing that every day and they can feel a difference. You know, you start building up an awareness of your own energy systems over time. It is just really good. Okay? So are we going to be doing questions?
Thank you so much, Donna and David. Such gratitude in the chat. And if there are some questions, if we can have some questions now. Yes. One of the questions was, what is the origin of this work? Someone asked if this was Qigong.
Oh, you know, origin. you'll see a lot of similarities between this and Qigong and other different modalities, especially in the middle, in the East. But what I will tell you is that I didn't know any of that when I was very ill at one time. I had multiple sclerosis when I was young and didn't walk very much at all. Some days I couldn't walk at all. And when it got much worse than I began to numb out all over my body. Sometimes I couldn't talk because my mouth was just like frozen. I had five different specialists tell me that I was never going to be able to walk and there was nothing they could do for me. And I've always thought that was one of the best things that ever happened to me, that Western medicine gave up on me. Because then I went home and I began adjusting, experimenting on myself to see what would make the energy connect up. Well, how could I get the energy flowing? And I just kept going like that for the longest time. And then I started learning from some other people too. I went to the Touch for Health Foundation and they taught me about energy testing. And then it became obvious that, and this is what is really obvious to me over all this time, is that there's nothing new under the sun, but I think every major culture in this world has some form of working with energy. And it's because that is the most obvious thing that can really naturally heal you. If you can partner with your energies, you can shift your energy. And everybody on this planet can do that.
Absolutely. Thank you. We had a question from Natalia. asking, are there any exercises to balance the energy between right and left sides of the body when one tends to be more dominant?
When one side needs to be, well, first of all, if one side tends to be more dominant, she's probably homolateral because the energies aren't crossing in an even Steven way. You know, so I would do a lot of homolateral. I would also, in case this is without seeing her energy, but I would imagine, you know, I will say one of the things that we really, really encourage people to do that take our classes is to do a daily energy routine that has some of what I've taught today and some other things. Where can they get it, David?
It's on YouTube. It's Donna Eden's daily energy routine.
Yes, daily energy routine. Do that every day. You'll find that, first of all, you'll start feeling better and better and better. Everything will get better, but you'll start noticing your balance will start getting stronger too. So that's my suggestion.
Great, thank you. There was a request to demonstrate the Celtic weave again.
You bet. Okay, here we go. You're gonna rub your hands together and shake them off, okay? I wish I had somebody who.
I'll just keep going.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay.
Everybody still see me? Okay. You rub your hands together and shake them off. And put your hands on your thighs and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And the reason why your hands are on your thighs are because you want to ground this weaving of your aura into the earth. And your fingers on your thighs with your hand on your thighs helps that energy go down. And it will ground it to the earth as well as to you. Then bring your hands together in a prayerful position. Rub them together again and pull them out a little bit. And you might just notice if you can feel it at all, but don't worry if you can't. And just put your hands up beside your ears. Take a deep breath in and bring your elbows together. Cross your arms and swing them out. Cross them in front of your body. Bend over and swing it out. Cross in front of your ankles and swing it out. Now turn your arms toward the front. Bend your knees just a little bit, scoop up that energy, and let it go down the front, sides, back, and your body. Okay.
Thank you, Donna. And Hillary asked if you could explain the purpose of that practice again.
Just that one that I just did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see. First of all, you know, just like the earth has an atmosphere around the earth, all human beings have an atmosphere around them, and that's their aura. And there are at least 7 layers out. On a few people, I've seen it go out a little bit further. But when you're feeling phenomenal, when you really feel great, your field around you is colorful and beautiful and solid, and it's your atmosphere. And the problem is with all the stresses in our world, and it's not just your own personal stresses, it's the stresses of, we live in a world that we didn't evolve for. We did not evolve for all the unnatural energies and unnatural chemistries and unnatural, everything that's unnatural. And the pace, yes, which we go, we did not evolve for that. And so our body, well, for one thing, with all, like I'm looking out at all these trees right now. It's really quite beautiful today, actually. But sometimes you can look out and you can see that there is like a fog of icky energies come down into the trees. And that can't affect you if your aura is strong. If somebody's got negativity around you, their energy won't affect you if your aura is strong. And the more your aura embodies just some buoyancy that makes you feel good, it'll continue to make you feel good. And I'll just say, I think it will help you age better.
So the aura is like an invisible spacesuit.
Yeah.
It does two things. That's two functions. One is, well, has many functions, but one is to keep out negative energies, and the other is to tune in like a radio station to energies that really resonate, energies that are really positive. And this Celtic weave is taking advantage of the electromagnetic energy on your hands and is bringing the aura into a weave that really helps the whole aura get organized. It reorganizes it, it restructures it.
Wonderful. So Donna and David, there's so much love resonating in the chat. People who have trained with you, people whose lives have been impacted positively by your work. I wholeheartedly agree with one comment. I love how your energies complement each other. I sense, David, you're kind of a little bit of a prankster like my husband. When Donna was covering her eyes and you said, "Can you see this?" So I love how you interact and that you share your joyfulness certainly is contagious. So I'm looking in the chat for more questions. And as I see those roll by, and again, we've had over 200 people engaging here. Again, continue. For those in the chat, if you would, share your grateful appreciation with Donna and David by sharing what you're taking away. How will you be different from what you learned in the presentation today? And we're also sharing links. People have been asking about the YouTube channel, so we're sharing links to both Donna and David's websites. And with that, again, I just want to express grateful appreciation to both of you for joining us here today on the first day of this wonderful embodiment conference. I love how this community is coming together. Some people within the community are answering the questions that have been posted. And I just want to share that as we're watching the chat, continuing to watch the chat, the next presentation in this Marshall and Healing Arts channel is going to be the orientation with Tom Burden and Roma Pajilman. We've also created a private Facebook group for this channel, Marshall and Healing Arts, and we'll put that link in the chat if you'd like to join that specific channel for this conference. Remember, this conference has 1,000 presenters and 10 different channels, so massive project. And we can watch these sessions for 48 hours after the live presentation for free. I don't believe there's a passcode, so you'll just be able to go back onto the website and click this link. So I know there were some questions to repeat different practices, and I encourage you to go to Donna and David's YouTube channel because the five energy practices are really impactful. I shared with Donna as we were preparing that I shared it with a colleague who was working with a husband who has Parkinson's and was able to use one of Donna's practices to actually calm a full-blown panic attack and give him a good night's sleep. So it really grounds the power of energy medicine and the energy that Donna and David resonate with us. We also have an opportunity to invest in lifetime access to the recording library so we can listen again, practice. We all know that embodiment requires continuous practice and we can continue learning in our own time. We appreciate your support by purchasing that library because that allows us to offer this all-encompassing conference to others who might not otherwise be able to afford it. So your investment really provides access to the live conference and it cultivates what I wrote about in my dissertation just 2 years ago, it cultivating an embodied learning community throughout the world. My why is I want people like Donna and David to create a legacy of practitioners because right now this is the work that my adult children say, that's that crazy stuff mom does. And so we want to create a sustainable legacy, a community of practitioners that can bring this work to the people that need it. And with that, I know our tech host is going to post some links for you in the chat. And I have one final question for both Donna and David. What is your top tip for practicing being embodied?
First, I want to answer one thing else you said. I want to say that we are creating a legacy. We have so many people who become teachers now who are teaching all over the world. And it is thrilling. It is so thrilling. So my top shtick or tip was the tip. I would say the daily energy routine. Do the daily energy routine. You'll be so, so glad.
For me, it's to remember. It's to remember to locate my mind into my body. It's to, in Ram Dass's immortal word, be here now. So if I can do that a few times a day, that really helps embody me. It really helps me remember that I'm not just a walking head. And a really good way, Donna often ends her classes with something that she calls connecting.
Can I do one last little exercise? Do I have enough time?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, everybody, stand up, rub your hands together, shake it off. This is a great thing to do when you don't know what to do or you need a little help. Are you just going to bring your hands together in a prayerful position, then open your arms all the way to the heavens. And if you're in a room, that ceiling's just going to evaporate and you're going to know that you're hanging out there underneath the stars and the sky and in the universe, and you're feeling the energies that are way out beyond this planet, way out beyond other planets, and that you are connecting in with something much, much larger than the little world that you live in.
Look up
and take it in, and you might feel after a time that your hands are beginning to fill up and feel buzzy. And when you do, you can take that healing force that comes from the universe and just put it in the middle of your heart chakra. There's a vortex there called heaven rushing in. And heaven rushes in with healing for you. And if you feel you didn't get enough, you just go back and get more. And the second time around, you can just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then scoop it up, put it in the middle of your heart chakra. Amen.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Donna. And that music was, I was finding your YouTube Five Energy. So that link is now in the chat. And actually, Maggie is asking, do you have a go-to energy technique for frontline workers during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, first of all, that daily energy routine that a lot of them are doing, but you can also say you've just been loaded down with so much stuff and you're stressed to the max and you're feeling and all of this stuff and you want to keep yourself well. Put your arms out in front of you, make a fist. Take a deep breath in, bring it over your head and really swiftly go, blow it out. And do it again. And this time do it slow and controlled. And then zip up. Take your hands from the bottom of the trunk of your body, come all the way up. And imagine you have a lock and key here and lock it, because this meridian deals with self-suggestion. I then would just go right up here and hook myself up.
Well, thank you, Donna and David. I agree with Christy. She says it's like an energy buffet. So thank you. We're so grateful that you could join us. And just want to express our gratitude. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we'll be watching you for the rest of this conference. Bye-bye, everybody.